Good morning, Bokertov, everyone. Help yourself to some coffee and donuts. As always, we want to thank the Grunsteins for sponsoring the series for this year of 10 Minutes of Meaning in memory of Chani's father, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, Mr. Aaron Tambor, a Holocaust survivor. His neshama should have an aliyah. Very exciting this morning. We begin the 10th chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. We move on to the next quality. Not that we've necessarily mastered the ones that came before, but we began by investigating Klal Chuvos HaAdam BaOlamo. We began by evaluating what is a person's mission, what is our purpose in this world. The Ramchal introduced us to the idea, very, very contrary to the culture we're living in today, that life is not about rights and entitlements, privileges, but rather life is about duties, responsibilities, and obligations. Ma chova sa'adam ba'olamo chova. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Almighty has granted us with our faculties and capabilities, with blessings and opportunities, we have an awesome responsibility to use them to make a difference in this world in a meaningful way. We then moved on to the character trait of Zihiros, how to live a life of mindfulness and caution, how to live a life of vigilance, intentionality, how to be present in all that we're doing, in every decision that we make, how to be thoughtful in everything we say and everywhere we go and everything we do. We then moved on to Zrizus, which is the character trait we've been talking about for the last several months, namely that of living a life of alacrity and zeal and enthusiasm, setting goals for ourselves and making resolutions, how to achieve them, how to wake up like a lion to greet the day, and how to make a difference in the world in which we're living. And now we move over to Perek Yud, to chapter 10, where the Ramchal is telling us about Beir HaNikius, the quality trait of Nikias. What is this quality trait of Nikias? Midas HaNikias Yayos HaAdam Naki Legamre Mikol Mida Ra UMikol Chet. The idea of Nikias is that we have the ability within us, and the Ramchal, our author, concedes it's very, very difficult. This is for those who are living in the highest level, in the highest plane of transcendence. It's very, very difficult, he concedes. And yet, we have the ability to live a life of Nikias. What is Nikias? Naki Legamre Mikol Mida Ra Mikol Chet. It means that we evaluate within our lives the character traits, the temptations, the desire, the appetite for the wrong things, and we're able to purge it all together. In other words, it's not that we acknowledge the struggle, the challenge, and we live our lives managing them, but we're able to overcome them, to eliminate them, to purge them from our repertoire, from our portfolio, from our world altogether. So the difference is, Zihiros and Zrizos are a person, just to give an analogy, in the world of health and wellness, in the world of fitness. Zihiros and Zrizos are, I want to get healthy, I want to lose weight. So Zihiros means I'm going to be mindful of every morsel of food I put in my mouth. I'm going to be very careful of everything I eat to make sure I'm only adding that which will nourish my soul, only that which will energize my body, only in the quantity or portion that I need in order to live, in order to be, enjoy the donuts, in order to be effective. That's Zihiros. Zrizos is, I have a plan for how many steps I'm going to take a day, for going to the gym, for working out, for exercise. Zrizos, I'm with alacrity, I have resolution about how I'm going to get in shape, how I'm going to do push-ups and sit-ups and pull-ups and burpees and all the other good stuff. The burpees you'll get from the donuts. But how are you going to do it every single day? That's Zihiros and that's Zrizos. But you know, a person could be living and practicing Zihiros and Zrizos. You could be living a life of mindfulness, of vigilance, and of caution, but still you're tempted by the donuts. You're still tempted by the potato chips. You're still tempted by going back for a fifth and a sixth portion, even though you're already full. A person could be living Zihiros and still have temptation. You could be living Zrizos, where somehow you find the willpower to push yourself out of bed in the morning and to get to the gym, to take those steps, to do that exercise. And yet, really you're struggling because the other voice inside you says, turn over, hit snooze. You'll work out tomorrow. You worked out yesterday. You'll work out next week. You'll get to it another time. Nikias is the next level. Nikias is where potato chips and donuts, they're poison. They don't even tempt you. You're not managing your appetite. You've altogether eliminated, you've conquered, you've purged, you've removed any appetite for that which is unhealthy. That's Nikias. Nikias is not that you're even persevering and enduring and triumphing in the struggle, it's that you've overcome and eliminated the struggle altogether. Lo dai mi masha chet bo mefursam v'galoi. Ela gam ken mi masha alev nifter bo lahoras heter b'davar. Not just with the way that the chet, not only with those things which are obviously detrimental and negative and destructive, but even that which is in our own heart. So in other words, a person could achieve nikias where they've purged, they've eliminated, they've conquered, speaking nivel peh. You'll never speak with profanity. Profanity is something which is done out loud. It's done publicly. People know if you're a profane person, if you use profanity, they hear it, they read it, they're in the presence of it, they know it. So it's not just that you've eliminated or conquered, let's say, the urge to use profanity, that's something which is external. It's not just that you've conquered the urge to come late to shul, where when you walk into the minyan, everyone sees it's already past barchu. Or you've overcome the urge to be looking at your phone during davening or talking. These are all public chatam. These are all mistakes that we make in public. But says the Ramchal, the kiyas is, we've even been able to regulate and eliminate that which is unhealthy or wrong within our own hearts. In the area of our life that no one has access to, that no one hears, that no one knows. Let's say a person is struggling with envy and jealousy. You look at what everyone else has and you wonder, why don't I have that? Why them instead of me? I deserve it. I'm more worthy. And every time you see, you come in the parking lot and someone's got a new car, you can't forgive them. You're not happy for them for their car. You say, why am I still driving this old jalopy? How come they've got the new car and I'm still struggling with this old car? You see someone's spouse or children acting in a way you wish that that's how your family acted towards you. So those are feelings that are in your heart. No one else knows about, no one else has access to, no one else is aware of. Those are feelings that take place inside you. And yet, this character trait of Nikias, the capacity to conquer, to purge, to eliminate, not just to spend a lifetime managing, but to truly defeat, is something that's not only in the realm of that which everyone sees, but is in the internal. Shekashanakor la be'emes nimtza, when we think about it truthfully, we will find because when we're drawn to do the wrong things, it's our heart which is deceiving us. It's leading us astray. It's convincing us about the wrong thing because the Yetzer Hara knows exactly how to work. The methodology, the author of Kelm says, the methodology of the Yetzer Hara is to try to cause you to never be mindful. The Zahirus quality that we began with. 2 midos ago. The entire methodology of the Yetzer Hara is to say, just keep stuffing your face. Don't think about what you're eating. Don't think about if you're full. Don't think about if it's good for you. Just stuff your face. The way the Yetzer Hara works is it says, just say whatever comes to your mind. Don't think about its impact. Don't think about whether it will be productive or effective. Don't think about the consequence of how it will make your wife or your children feel or whether it will get the business deal done. Just let it flow right out of your mouth. The whole methodology of the Yetzer Hara is to say, don't be mindful, don't be present, just do impulse, instinct, whatever you want. So the way the heart rationalizes that behavior is to convince us not only that what we're doing is okay, but the heart has the ability to convince us that in fact, it's a mitzvah. We rationalize. The word rationalize comes from the etymology as rational lies. We tell ourselves rational, logical lies. We rationalize by telling ourselves lies, we convince ourselves that are true. And that's what the Ramchal says. That's the midah of Nikias. The midah of Nikias is stop lying to yourself. Nobody else believes your lies. The only one who believes them are you. So at least stop lying to yourself. Be honest, be genuine, look in the mirror. Be truthful and be in control. Be disciplined. Regulate not only what you do, regulate even how you feel and how you behave, and you'll live your best life yet. A person who is thoroughly cleansed of this nega, it's a blemish on our record. A nega is a blemish. It's a wound, it's a blemish, it's a stain that we walk around with, that we're telling ourselves lies, that we're justifying behavior that can't be excused. We have the ability to eliminate, to purge, to remove, to conquer any trace of this taiva. A person who lives with Nikias. Nikias, the word Naki literally means clean. clean is the opposite of having a blemish. The person who's living clean is living truthful, is living innocent, is being honest with themselves and with others. We stop rationalizing. We stop excusing. We stop explaining. But we take extreme ownership over our own lives. We take a chrayus responsibility that whatever the outcome, whatever's happening around us, don't point a finger. It's not your rabbi, it's not your teacher from when you were in kindergarten, it's not your spouse, it's not your children, it's not your boss, it's not your in-laws. It's not anything around you, it's extreme ownership. Nikias means I'm living a life where I take ownership over my behavior, my choices, my perspective, my mentality, and the outcomes that they create. I'm not lying to myself. I'm not excusing, I'm not justifying, I'm not rationalizing. But I'm living nucky. I'm clean from all those negayim, from all those blemishes which hold me back. I've been able to conquer, and I've been able to regulate, and I'm the one who's in control and in charge of those voices that otherwise take me to bad places and get me in trouble. If I want to live my best life, it's by trying to achieve this level, which the Ramchal, I said, concedes is very, very, very difficult, to be nucky. Not just to manage our temptations and struggles, but to overcome them and eliminate them altogether. Mirtzah Hashem will continue with it next week.